Listener's discretion is advised.
Good evening, folks, to all the parties who are listening here tonight on this Friday edition of Random Stuff, Season 4. That's right, I'm back, and we are going to continue Season 4 with ease. But first, let us begin with Kevin McCarthy, who recently been ousted as the Speaker of the House, now decided to leave Congress altogether after this year. Here was the announcement from the CBS affiliate WTVR CBS 6.
Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is calling it quits. The California Republican announced he will resign from Congress at the end of the year. McCarthy was first elected to Congress in 2007. Back in January, he battled through 15 rounds to finally win the Speaker's gavel. However, in a historic vote, his fellow Republicans removed him from the position because he had worked with Democrats to keep the government running. McCarthy says he will stay involved with Republican politics.
Well, now there's going to be a possibility of McCarthy being Trump's running mate. Maybe. We'll just have to see. Now, in other news, Time Magazine has just named their 2023 Person of the Year. Well, the question is, who is the 2023 Times Person of the Year? Well, a lot of Swifties know, including the host of The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon.
Hey guys, this is fun. Today, Time Magazine announced that their 2023 Person of the Year is Taylor Swift. Taylor was like, of all the honors I've had today, this is definitely in the top 50. Yeah. But Time actually released multiple covers of Taylor, including this one where she's posing with her cat. Ooh. Most cats think they're better than you, but that cat knows it's better than you.
Once again, congratulations to Taylor Swift for being named the 2023 Times Person of the Year. And what that means is the Swifties are gonna blast all of their favorite Taylor Swift songs till kingdom come. Right, Yosemite Sam? I thought so. Now, let's shift now to a sad news in the sitcom slash comedy world as Norman Lear passed away at the age of 101. That's right. You heard me correctly, folks. 101 years old. And if you know Norman Lear, you know that he created one of the most iconic sitcom shows, or maybe more than one sitcom show, because like The Jeffersons or The Facts of Life, all that. And no person has reflected that loss that the man who has hosted the live in front of a studio audience with Norman Lear, which revived all of the iconic shows that created by Norman Lear, and that person is Jimmy Kimmel. Now, before he opened his late night show on December 6th, Jimmy Kimmel had this cold open to honor his friend, the late, great Norman Lear. Listen to this one.
Hi, before we start the show and before the audience comes into our theater, I just want to tell you that last night at around 7 p.m., we lost not only a giant in the world of television, but a great man who was one of the most important and impressive people I ever had the pleasure of meeting. His name is Norman Lear. Norman was the genius who brought us some of the greatest television shows and characters of all time, All in the Family, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Maude, The Facts of Life, Different Strokes, Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time, Mary Hartman, Fernwood Tonight. It's an incredible list, and he was an incredible person. He changed situation comedy in the best way possible. He taught us so much about so many serious things, always making us laugh while he did it. And everyone who works in or even watches television owes him a great debt, especially me. I was fortunate enough to work with Norman on several projects over the last 5 years, including live revivals of some of his greatest shows, and I loved him dearly. He was so funny. For the holidays, the year before last, my wife and I sent him a shirt, this shirt, Norman effing Lear on it, and he loved it. He wrote us a note, a thank you note. I want to share that with you. It said, "Dear Molly and Jimmy, I can't believe this sweatshirt. It's something I've always wanted more than I can tell. You guys are the best, and I wish you the dearest, sweetest, greatest holiday season in the history of holiday seasons." Signed, Norman F. Lear. His middle name was Milton, so. Norman was 100 when he wrote that. He died last night at 101. 101 years, and somehow it wasn't enough. He leaves behind his wife, Lynn, a beautiful family, and a legacy that won't ever be matched. It would be impossible. We were all lucky to have him. I hope we never forget him or the many lessons that he taught us. One of the many, many sweet things about Norman was he never said goodbye. He'd say, "To be continued," and "over and next." And so that's how we'll leave it. To be continued, over and next. I'll be right back.
And I'll be back with you all to get to that Quarantine Well segment. As everybody knows, that George Santos is no longer the congressman, and tell you all about it. Stay tuned, folks.
With mask mandates ending around the country, we know that many Americans are looking for a safer way to travel. A tried and true mode of transportation that promises you a good, clean ride. The Railroad Handcar. Railroad handcars are open-air vehicles that are COVID safe and a pretty sick tricep workout. Travel the country the way folks did in silent movies or old cartoons, pumping your arms for days on end as you slowly trudge along miles of the abandoned American wasteland. The Railroad Handcar, not just for people escaping from chain gangs anymore.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Seems like you would be into that.
And we back, folks, on this Friday edition of Random Stuff, Season 4. Now, let us get to the segment. It is the quarantine version of Meanwhile called
Quarantine While.
In this Quarantine While segment is where we reflect on what happened last week, and that is the expulsion of now former Congressman George Santos, aka Anthony DeFolder, aka Guitar Ravage, you name them all. Yes, it has been a very long time since a congressman getting expelled from Congress. Yeah. It's like a real life experience of getting expelled from school because of the dirty deeds you've done. That includes lying. And Jimmy Kimmel took notice and did this to him.
And we are going to need something lovable to hang on to, because George Santos is officially a former congressman. On Friday, Santos was expelled. 114. So back to stealing puppies from the Amish, I guess. I don't know. The House maintenance crew wasted no time changing the locks to his office. How funny it would be if they opened that door today and 100 purses came tumbling out. And while it's confusing as to why they would have to change the locks on an office he can't go into anymore, apparently, even though he's been expelled, this is crazy, legally, he still has access to the house floor, the dining room, the cloakroom, and the gym, which that won't be awkward at all. You vote him out and you're still showering with him. George Santos is basically an ex who still has the key to our apartment. And here's an interesting factoid. You remember that Congressman Joe Wilson from South Carolina, the one who shouted, "You lie," at President Obama during the State of the Union address? Well, he voted not to expel George Santos, so I guess his position on lying has evolved. In the 234 years of the House of Representatives, George Santos is only the sixth member to have ever been expelled. The last congressman to get kicked out was a Democrat named James Traficant from Ohio back in 2002.
I want you to disregard all the opposing counsel has said. I think they're delusionary. I think they've had something funny for lunch in their meal. I think they should be handcuffed to a chain link fence, flogged, and all of their hearsay evidence should be thrown the hell out. And if they lie again, I'm going to go over and kick them in the crotch. Thank you very much.
So Santos is in very good company. How long before George Santos is on a reality show? Big Brother and the Masked Singer, they got to be fighting over this guy like Nike and Adidas trying to sign Michael Jordan. But for now, at least, he's out of a job, and we had to fire two of our writers, too. They have nothing to do now. But we honestly grown quite fond of George Santos' shenanigans, and he will be missed. He'll be missed, but he will not ever be forgotten.
I will
fabricating almost every single part of your life.
George Santos is, I'm just a regular person, Pierce.
Don't let your life pass you by.
I'm not a fraud. I'm not a fake.
Keep not on the man.
Guess what? Rosa Parks didn't sit in the back, and neither am I going to sit in the back.
I'm going to give the fashion review of the new lunar suit.
Today I rise to honor the beginning of Yom HaTzmaut, Israel's Independence Day.
You're not Jewish.
Well, I never said I was. Guys, I'm Jew-ish. I'm Jew-ish.
I actually went to school on a volleyball scholarship.
I put myself through college and got an MBA from NYU.
Most people lie on their resumes.
He is George Santos, also Anthony DeVolda, and at least once a drag queen named Katara Ravache.
Were you ever a drag queen in Brazil?
No, I was not a drag queen in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival.
I will.
Let's go back.
Ow. Sorry. Guys, sorry. You gotta relax. Since I've gotten here, I can chew and walk gum at the same time. I can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Weep not for.
What a eulogy from Kimmel. And we're never gonna hear anything from George Santos yet, at least. He's probably gonna be around soon, but who knows? But until then, after this brief ad, we're gonna get to listen to a cover from the Minions, The Rise of Gru soundtrack. Which one is it? We're gonna find out. So stay tuned, folks, on this Friday edition of Random Stuff. Season 4, here on the month of December.
Closed captioning for this podcast is brought to you by the following.
Now that the strike is over,
it feels good to be back.
We are back. The talentless, low-rated creeps of late-night television are back.
It's like all of Melania's birthday wishes came true at once.
I knew there was a reason I didn't want to see it settled. The writer's strike is over, and the true losers are back.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
Thanks for the plug, buddy.
And bye.
Season. Season 2 of Triple Confidential is back. 5G technology. Is it the reason your grandson is a gay? We dial in on your ISP's LIEs. In 5G, the G may stand for gay. Some say Bill Gates and Oprah are Antifa vampire lizards who secretly own all the world's fresh water. Facebook memes suggest they're poisoning it with fluoride to make you enjoy rap music. What are they hiding? Jews. We all know they caused Hurricane Katrina, but what are they planning with their space lasers? 8 planets, 8 nights of Hanukkah. That adds up to 16. The same number of letters in Barbara Streisand's name if you add an extra A right here. Will Yentl go mental and blow up the cosmos? Hanukkah Festival of Frights. Triple Confidential on Fox Nation. Hosted by JFK Jr. and Sasquatch.
And we're back, folks, on this continuity of season 4 right here on Random Stuff on this Friday night here in the month of December to finish off season 4. A long ways to go, though, but first we gotta listen to some music. Now, this one is from the soundtrack of Minions the Rise of Gru, and this one is a famous song by the Carpenters called Goodbye to Love. This one's covered by Phoebe Bridgers, which her version of Goodbye to Love is only available on the soundtrack, while the original version was on the movie. So here is the cover version that is only available on the soundtrack called Goodbye to Love by the Carpenters. Here's Phoebe Bridgers.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. Just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known. I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart.
We'll be right back.
Bridgers with her rendition of the Carpenters' Goodbye to Love, which is only available on the Minions The Rise of Gru soundtrack. Now, after this brief ad, we're going to wrap up this Friday's episode of Random Sub Season 4 Continuity. So stay tuned, folks.
Hi, I'm Jelly Roll, and if you're like me, finding that perfect gift for everyone on your list can be overwhelming. And that's why I'm so pleased to share a special gift that you can give to one and all. The gift of tattoos! Any idiot can buy a sweater or a book, but the gift of fresh ink is a gift that lasts forever. Just ask my family.
The only gift I want from Jelly Roll is more time with my grandson. But when I told him, he said, well, that, Mima. I'm going to get you a lemonade tramp stamp.
Uncle Jelly Roll got me an ACDC face tattoo. Now he's not allowed within 100 yards of me. Sad.
My nephew, Jelly Roll, used to give me cigarettes for Christmas, which I love. But last year, he gave me something even better. Nipple tattoos.
Merry Nipsmas. How's that tattoo coming, G?
It hurts so bad, Mr. Jelly Roll.
Well, good. That's how you know it's working.
That hurt also.
This holiday season, give a gift they'll never forget because it's permanently grafted on their skin. You're welcome. Tattoos. Just try to re-gift that s***. Tattoos available wherever they're sold and also in prison.
Warning, excessive face tattoos may result in Post Malone.
That is it for this Friday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Be sure to tune in tomorrow and Saturday for the completion of the 3-day episode continuity reset of this fourth season to complete Season 4, hopefully. And of course, tune in next week and the next 2 weeks for the Christmas and New Year's special. That'll be upcoming soon, we'll tell you later on throughout as we close out the year 2023 and opening up 2024. So until then, see you tomorrow and good night.